VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is warning that the United States could at any time restart joint military exercises with South Korea and Japan if progress stalls on North Korean denuclearization. On Twitter Wednesday night, Mr. Trump warned that the exercises will be far bigger than ever before. He blamed China for the difficulties in the U.S.-North Korea relationship. He said, "We know that China is providing North Korea with considerable aid, including money, fuel, fertilizer, and various other commodities. This is not helpful," he wrote. British Prime Minister Theresa May signed a security and defense agreement with Nigeria Wednesday. She's on a three-country trip to Africa, seeking to strengthen economic ties to the continent and other countries and regions before Britain leaves the European Union in March. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says he is worried about growing unrest and violence in Uganda. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's headquarters in Geneva.
High Commissioner Zayed Raad al-Hussein says his office has received accounts of killings, ill treatment, and arrest of persons by law enforcement agents.
I urge the government of Uganda to conduct a thorough, independent, and impartial investigation into these serious human rights allegations of extrajudicial killings, excessive use of force, torture, and other forms of ill treatment, and to bring to justice those responsible.
The government has not responded to the High Commissioner's remarks, but has denied all allegations of torture, calling them rubbish. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office is urging the international community to intervene in Nicaragua to prevent it from falling further into political and social chaos. Authorities launched a crackdown against demonstrators on April 18th, aided by armed civilian supporters who were mobilized into shock forces or mobs who attacked and harassed protesters, according to the report. Thousands of protesters from the TLP, an extremist religion-turned-political party, began a march from the eastern city of Lahore toward the capital city of Islamabad on Wednesday. They are demanding that the newly elected government cut diplomatic ties with the Netherlands and promptly expel its ambassador. The protest is in reaction to the announcement of a cartoon contest on Islam's prophet Muhammad by a Dutch lawmaker. Iraqi health officials say water pollution and a shortage of clean drinking water has worsened the health crisis in recent days. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Director General of the Basra Health Department, Dr. Riyad Abdul Amir, told Al Hora TV the problem stems from insufficient fresh water supplies coming into the city via canals and water pipes from the north. Salty water, which has infiltrated the water network, he asserts, is known to reduce the efficacy of chlorine used to treat and kill bacteria in drinking water. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Despite a court order, the owner of a company that makes 3D printed guns is now selling the blueprints online. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
A federal court order bars Cody Wilson from posting the plans online for free, but he says he's selling the plans online and has already received a lot of orders.
Many hundreds, we're probably in the thousands at this point.
Why is he doing this?
Well, I think it's a matter of principle. I know it's absurd to some degree to fight for your principles in a culture like this, but I think it's a worthy demonstration.
Washington State's Attorney General, whose office oversaw the federal lawsuit, says he thinks what Wilson is doing is illegal. Wilson was on CBS This Morning. I'm Rita Foley.
Officials from Canada and the United States are said to be engaged now in trade negotiations in Washington. The talks come after the United States and Mexico agreed to a trade deal this week while leaving the door open for Canada to join and preserve what's been a trilateral trade relationship lasting more than 20 years. It's unclear if the U.S. and Canada will be able to resolve their long-standing disputes over tariffs on automobiles and dairy products. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.